fun day for me today.
Oh, what happened to you today?
So I'm sitting in my office today, and the HR lady comes into my office and says, grab all your stuff, go home.
Okay.
Vacate the, we are vacating the building.
Everybody was, or just you?
Everybody.
Okay.
No, it wasn't just me. I was wondering about, should I take my refrigerator and my Gracie Award too while I'm here?
Is this how you fire people here in this industry? In my other industry, they just say, take your headphones and go home.
Pretty much. She said, you know, just grab your stuff, go home. A manager will call you later.
Whoa.
Okay. So when I'm walking out, and this is like 11:30, everybody's walking out.
Right.
So when I get home, it takes like 3 hours for them to text everybody. So one manager texts everybody and says, take tomorrow off too.
Okay.
But this is to everybody. This is not just to me. And then somebody went, you know, why? And he said, we're going to have to do a deep clean on the whole building. And somebody went, when are they interested in cleaning? They've never been interested in cleaning before. Why now? And then he sent back, somebody is positive.
Oh, somebody tested positive for COVID.
Right.
Because nobody you work with wears a mask.
Nobody wears a mask at all. I've only seen one person the whole time I've been there wear a mask.
And the people that don't wear masks, one of them got COVID. Huh. It's funny how that happens. You know, it's funny. In the beginning, we first heard like people like the Karens and celebrities that were like, this is BS. I'm not wearing a mask. And then, you know, a week or two later, they have COVID. We were like, ha ha. Mm-hmm. We've heard so many stories like that, that it's just now it's predictable. If there's some scenario where somebody is not wearing a mask, or like Ted Nugent coming forward and being like, how could this be COVID-19? We didn't hear about COVID 1 through 18.
Yeah. And then he's in his bed and he's half dead now.
Right. Right. Because he got COVID.
Right.
Duh. From now on, anytime he speaks, that's all I hear coming out of his mouth. Duh.
Well, that's all it's ever been coming out of his mouth. But
it's bad now. I mean, before that, it was just like political stuff. I'm like, he's entitled to his opinion. I mean, I disagree and he's a little nutty, but he's entitled. Mm. Now it's like all this misinformation, all these like full on just conspiracy theories. Duh.
Yeah. Rob, by the way, he says the show starts early or late. The show starts whenever we feel like it.
Exactly.
We have no set time. Whenever we feel like it, that's when we go on.
Sorry, you know what, Rob? We're not confined to your like
to the weird, man.
We're not part of the man. Like, we're not confined to your weird like time zone, time issues. Like, we just sort of happen, dude. Oh no. Top 10 things I've learned listening to this crazy show. Cooper loves dressing as a clown in a diner.
Only when she was a kid and her mom left her there. Yes.
I still do it sometimes. Presented by Chatterbait. 100% true.
We hope someday. We keep bringing it up and we hope.
Cooper's got no kink, but has something everywhere. Girl buns, right? Mm-hmm. Monkey. Anthony has zero math skills. Angry Anthony is fun. Cooper only leaves her couch for ice cream. 100% true.
Yep.
Cooper loves doggy style. Mm. Just be done already. That is true.
Just be done already.
Can I just tell you something, Rob? Only because you brought this up. Cooper and Joe are loud. Birds are drones. Yes, this is all 100% true. And you've encapsulated
news.
Our show.
That would be big news. But, well, there seems to be an absence of a certain ornithological piece. A headline regarding mass awareness of a certain avian variety. What are you talking about? Oh, have you not heard? It was understanding that everyone heard.
You are Peter.
You brought a bird.
It has a theme song now.
Yeah.
Don't you know about the bird?
Okay, I don't even want to hear this when it's on Family Guy. I was going to say the funny thing about Rob being like, you know, are you done back there? Are you done already? I had my earbuds on and my boyfriend started having sex with me. And I thought, well, I'm not going to take them off because I'm listening to a book. And I was really enjoying my book. So I was like, just let him do whatever he wants. And when he's done, like, I'm just, you know, I was engaged. I was into it, but my earbuds were on, but my hair is long. So he didn't notice. And at one point there was some intense part of the book and I was really listening and he thought I was looking at him intensely. And I was like, yeah, intense sex. It's a mystery I'm listening to. And they got to like part of the murder that I really wanted to hear.
Did you at least roll over or did you not even bother?
What do you mean roll over?
How were you laying? I no, forget it. I don't want to know. Just I want to think of you as a penguin that never has sex.
Right, right. Penguin.
I don't want to know. You are asexual. Right. You're not. Anyway, so walked in. They said, hey, by the way, go home. Mm-hmm. We'll call you later. So then you get the text and says, you know, tomorrow we're taking a day off too because somebody tested positive. Now, my question is, should I call my boss and say, because he's not saying who it is.
Right.
That's positive. Mm-hmm. But I got to know if I had one-on-one contact with this person.
Oh, no, you have every right to ask that.
Okay.
Yeah, you have every right to ask because while you are vaccinated, you know, there's variants. I mean, it's a vaccination. It's not a echo chamber. You know what I mean? It's not an iron lung. Mm-hmm. Like there's still, it's not 100%. So people that have been vaccinated have come down with COVID. It's not impossible. I mean, it's low and it's rare, but it's not impossible. Like 2,000 people it's happened to already. You know, not everybody's vaccinated yet. So No, I think you have a right to say to your boss, listen, I understand you don't HIPAA and all that stuff. You don't give the person's information. I have the right to know if I interacted with the person one-on-one. I need to know if I need to be concerned.
Yeah. Were they a warehouse person? Were they a downstairs person? Were they, you know,
you don't even need to know that. Just you need to know, do I interact with this person? Have I interacted with this person?
Is it one of the two people that I talk to at work? If it's not one of the two people that I talk to, I could really care less.
Right. But, I would absolutely ask him that. You have every right to know your health is important to you. I mean, you know, you have every right to know what's affected your health.
Mm-hmm. Well, what's scary is this isn't the first time this has happened. This is the first time they've cleared the building.
Oh,
so before there was a top brass guy in the building that came down with it and everybody went, stay away from his office. And that was it. Now it's like, stop, drop and roll. Get the hell out.
The person's obviously very sick or it's a variant, one or the other. It's there's a reason for serious concern here.
Mm-hmm.
So but, you have every right to ask.
Okay.
Of course. I'd want to know immediately. You should say to your boss, listen, don't disclose who the person is. I get it. You know, they're entitled to their privacy, but I also need to protect my health. So do I interact with them on a daily basis? I would like to know that.
Right. And he's going to say, well, you've had both shots and blah, blah, blah. But I still want to know. Because I looked around and there was a lot of people out today. There's always a lot of people out. People don't like to work anymore.
Right.
The alarm goes off and they go, I'm not going in today. So there was probably half the people that weren't even there today. So it wasn't easy for me to narrow it down.
Right. I see what you're saying.
You know, and I overheard a girl a couple of days ago talking to somebody goes, I can't believe I haven't had it yet. I haven't worn a mask once. So I wonder if it's her.
Oh, it's her. It's the laws of COVID. It's her. That's the laws of COVID. The minute someone brags about like never wearing a mask, okay, a week later, COVID.
Can I pray to baby Jesus? Dear baby Jesus, 7-pound, 8-ounce baby Jesus, please let it be her.
No, that's not nice. But you know, you have every right to say.
I don't like her. I don't like her at all.
Okay, well, that's different. But you have every right to say to your boss after that, listen, this is some serious crap. I think you need to make the mask wearing mandatory if we're within 6 feet of each other at meetings, that kind of thing. You know, he can't keep putting you in jeopardy. That's a lawsuit there, because if you end up getting sick because you have to go to a meeting where someone's not wearing a mask and you get sick, mm-hmm, I have a lawyer for you. In fact, I have 100 lawyers for you.
Yeah, but we don't really do in person meetings anymore. We all do them online. So
okay, well, that's good.
It's got to be, if it's one of the two people that I talk to,
right,
then I want to know. If it's not, I could care less.
Right, right.
And if sweet baby Jesus comes through, then it's her. That would be awesome.
Well, you got to keep us posted if it's her. But like I said, the laws of COVID, it's 100% it's her.